And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the House of Wellness. We're going to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Hello, Sally Overmeter.
Hello. Welcome, everyone.
Good
nice
morning,
to meet you.
Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Sally.
Hello, Gerald.
Lovely to see you all this fine Sunday. Medicine Wise Week starts tomorrow. All of us at one point or another or regularly open that bathroom cabinet and go, oh, now was that for that or was that for this and can I do that with this? Gerald, it's a minefield in that medicine cabinet.
Well, it is, and something we probably tend to be a little blasé about, Larry, but the idea of this week is that we want to encourage Australians to stay in control of their medicines by asking the right questions to the right people and following the right advice. So it's about promoting better and safer use of medicines. And there's not a bad website. It's the nps.org.au website. So this is it's not a marketing website. This is a medicine government-sponsored website. And if you get a new medication and you get some advice and you ask some questions, but you want to check, you can go onto that website, nps.org.au, and read a lot more information about the particular medication you're taking. So it's fairly reassuring.
Sal, you know this with the family, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you pick up bits and pieces along the way. So one of the girls has got a problem here. You grab this, Marcus grabs this, and it just ends up this mishmash.
I've got this box, actually, and it's the medicine box, you know, and it is. It's actually overflowing. And we had a discussion because Annabelle was quite sick recently. She's my five-year-old. She had some fluid on the lungs. So the first thing I did was, right, let me get to the box. And I had a lot of stuff, and I wanted to know, Gerald, like, so some things were expired, and Marcus and I were having a debate, like, is that expiry a hard and fast rule? Is it like cheese? Because I was like, oh, look, what's 12 months here or there? Marcus was like, absolutely yeah, not.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I was sort of saying, look, it's not food. It'll be fine. But do you think maybe it's not fine? What do you reckon?
Sally, I'm more comfortable with food. I don't mind eating. I don't mind eating cheese that's out of date, because if you eat food that's out of date and it's off, your tummy will tell you very, very quickly.
Yes.
Medications, though, I am an absolute stickler for dates. Now, if it's August 2017, I don't frankly care whether it's the 1st or the 31st. It's time to change it.
Right.
And there's probably a margin of safety. But I think that, and the other thing too, if you've got medications like that that are out of date, bundle them up, take them to your pharmacist. He has a process where he has them collected. It's called a return of unwanted medicines. Mm. It's a special strategy Australia-wide that we take medications back from people who no longer need them. And it's pretty good to have a clean out, I think, twice a year.
Okay, great advice.
Yeah, good to know. Now, involved in this medicine-wise week, there's some did-you-know facts and figures around. Alcohol, did you know that interacts with over 150 medicines? Mm. Codeine-related deaths are on the rise. How about this? 1 in 10 Australians over 14 years old has misused prescription pain relievers or opioid medicines along the way. Mm. Sleeping pills are not useful long term and could do more harm than good. Are these things that people just don't know, Gerald?
Well, we don't talk about them enough, Larry, and I'll throw another stat in there for you. More people die of prescribed opioids than die on our roads.
What?
Is that right?
More people die of prescribed opioids than die on our roads. Now, that's common, particularly in the US, and it's certainly common here. And we need, when there's, we lose people so sadly in road deaths over weekends, it's the front page. Mm-hmm. We need to be front paging these things for the sake of our kids and our grandchildren.
Yes.
To be aware that there are certain medications that are incredibly potent, they've got to be used carefully, and they've got to be used only for what they're intended for.
Why don't we go ahead and front page that next week and talk about that more next week?
All right.
It sounds like we've got to put that on the desk.
Yes, there's a lot there.
Okay. Well, everybody, welcome to the House of Wellness. Now, Sally's got a recipe for us today, and this is always very, very exciting.
I do.
Because the last two have been simple, excellent,
Oh, not one of those.
Today is still simple and still excellent, I promise you.
One pot?
It is. Do you know what I'm worried about, though? Every time I come, I'm like, oh, I've got a one tray, one pot wonder. When I eventually move to two pots, everyone's going to be like, oh.
This got complicated all of a sudden. Right. What is it, Sal?
Today is a whole-baked snapper. So you can, done in 30 minutes, though. It's really quick, and it is a one tray wonder, I promise.
So you've got to go fishing for 4 hours, that's cooked in.
All day fishing for one fish.
That's coming up a little later. Antioxidants, Gerald, we're talking about.
Yeah, we'll touch on those later. And we've put antioxidants, a fancy word that's a little vague. Let's talk about ageing. And that's ageing of eyes and ageing of joints. But let me take you through a couple of the antioxidant nutrients, and then we'll talk about antioxidant foods as well.
All right. And, of course, Gerald, taking your calls on 131 873. That's 131 873. Sal, do you think I smell like an Olympian?
Well, you don't swim like an Olympian. No. You do. But there is a
It's going to be one of those days.
pick on Larry Morton. Yeah, I like it.
It's a bit like that.
You do smell good, though.
Our good buddy Michael Klim has just released a new men's fragrance. It's called Aqua Beyond. I'm wearing it right now. Deep blue. It's part of his Klim men's skincare range. Very successful. It's all great stuff. Klim is going to be joining us shortly. And also today we're going to be talking about cognitive health. Now, this is really important. The majority of Australians, 59%, feel they waste more than an hour on average each day due to lack of focus and concentration. Fingers crossed, this isn't the hour that happens to me. We don't want that happening in between 9 and 10. We'll be talking to Lisa Lewis shortly, a cognitive health commentator. All our callers go into the draw, of course, for the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131 873.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, our very dear friend Sally Obermeter had a birthday during the week. Happy,
happy birthday,
Sal.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Was it a great day?
It was so good to turn 28 again. It's amazing how it just comes around and around.
Now, I didn't know what to get you, and I've known you for a long, long time. And so for someone I adore and I love who has absolutely everything, I thought, I'm just going to get you the new Michael Klim fragrance.
Thanks.
Just to add to your collection of male fragrances.
The one that Michael Klim gave you.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that?
And I'm giving you, Sally, I'm giving you a return of unwanted medicines. Yeah.
You guys, it's just too much,
honestly. Thoughtful.
Yeah, I know.
This is just like the best day ever.
Yeah, you guys are best friends.
Former Olympian Michael Klim has won more than a few gold medals in his time. He's a true superstar. After hanging up his togs and goggles, Michael started Milk for Women and then Klim, a range of skincare products for men. He's just released a new fragrance for men. It's called Aqua Beyond Deep Blue. It sounds like a fantastic name for a movie, too. Michael Klim joins us on the line. Klimmy, good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, Michael.
Good evening for me, actually. I'm on the other side of the world, and to talk to you. Just wanted to, it's 1 o'clock over here in Italy, so... So, yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I hated your text. Klimmy sent me a text this morning at 7 o'clock, and it said, I'm just finishing a long dinner in Capri.
Oh, dear me.
And I texted back saying, every great story starts with, I'm just finishing a long dinner in Capri. Klimmy, tell us about the new fragrance. It's terrific, mate. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Obviously, we had a great fragrance great launch for our first time with Aqua Beyond, which was luckily was the best sort of selling fragrance. It's Father's Day last year with Aqua Beyond, so hopefully this year Deep Blue is on you. And it's slightly more sophisticated. It's a little bit more woody, but it also gives you different spices. And we've gone a little bit more artistic with our campaign, and I was really inspired with some...
Michael, how difficult is it for you to come up with these fragrances? How involved are you?
When you put the name on the bottle and the brand is sort of...
No, unfortunately, unfortunately, the Capri connection is going to let us down there.
Yeah.
Because what happened, of course, trying to save the network money, I called Michael and tried to get him to take reverse charges, which he only bought the 90-second package.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful countries in the world, but they probably knocked off at 6 o'clock.
Yes, that's right.
That's
right. If you're in a phone booth in Capri, you're not going to get a great connection.
No, probably not.
The thing I love about Michael, he's actually so devoted to this, and he started this a while ago with such passion and a real understanding understanding for this part of the marketplace, yeah. that men's sort of skincare, yes. And the like, it was just an area that wasn't properly being looked after.
Well, I feel like as well in the last few years, the men's skincare area has really exploded. Like men are actually openly taking care of their skin, and it's not something to kind of be embarrassed about. You don't have to kind of whisper and be like, oh, I took my wife's cream. You know, like it's okay to look after your, it's part of health, right? Mm. Your skin's your biggest organ, so you look after it.
And are you finding that too, Gerald? Because there's Sal's exactly right, that for so long, and probably still now, a majority of men won't go, oh, I'm going to get some moisturiser on and smell nice and all that, but it's changing, I think.
Well, and moisture, as Sally said, our skin really requires, particularly at this time of the year, because we dry out more in winter. But, you know, I admire Michael for a couple of things, and when we last chatted to him, I think maybe 8 months ago, he told us that he swims every morning, 6 o'clock, he's got some mates, and no matter what happens, and he is great for social interaction. And I know we're talking about after show, but as a person, there is an example of someone who's had an amazing career, still in the limelight, but he still commits to his regular social interaction, swimming. Mm. I don't know how you swim and talk at the same time, because swimming to me is staying alive. But it just goes to show, and it's a lesson for everybody, because if you're good on the inside, you're good on the outside.
Well, this is an incredible range, and the Aqua Beyond Deep Blue, I've got it here in front of me. It does smell. Mm-hmm.
It smells really good.
I'm not sure. I don't know who was in this studio, you know, the weekend, but it smells better now than it's ever smelled.
Good.
But I'm glad that he changed his labelling, because when this first came out, it was his bald head on the labels of this stuff, which I had in the shower. So I'm standing in the shower with Michael Klim looking at me each time. So now it just looks great. It's terrific. Just in time for Father's Day. Highly recommended. Smells great. Aqua Beyond Deep Blue by Michael Klim.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, we've topped up the SIM card and we've got Michael Klim back on the line. You got us this time, Klimmy?
Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, I sure do.
Good stuff, mate. Now, the line was pretty crackly towards the end, but we really do want to hear about the new fragrance and what's in it. How's it different?
Look, it's a little bit more sophisticated. The first one was more of a daytime fragrance, and we went a little bit more woody, and we've got amber wood in there, some cedar notes. So it's just playing on a little bit more artistic, different campaign as well with some free diving sort of images that are inspired throughout the year, but also the different colour in the bottle. So, hopefully it will do quite well. Last year we did quite well with the Father's Day campaign. So hopefully for all the people out there listening and wanting to buy something for their dads coming up, I think it's a really good purchase. So, looking forward to it.
Definitely, Father's Day, as you said, is nearly upon us, Michael. For people, as you say, looking for presents for dad or for their partners, what are some other products that are in the Klim range?
Obviously, you know, the brand was created originally back in the day. Milk & Co. was created with only 3 men's skincare products. Now we're up to nearly 13 different SKUs in the men's skincare range. So we're from your daily moisturiser with SPF 15 to your face wash and scrub to your now we've actually just launched a 50 plus sunscreen, which is fantastic as well, in Chemist Warehouse. So we've got a full skin fitness range. It's complete for guys that are active and outdoorsy and look after themselves. So anything that's also quite a unique product that we've just launched throughout the year, which is the swim wash for the guys that are doing laps in chlorinated pools or in the ocean. It's got vitamin C in it, which neutralizes the salt and the chlorine, which is great for your skin.
Yeah, very good. Michael, it's Gerald here, and we had a call before from Larry of Bondi, who is very, very comfortable that your face is no longer on this particular range. Have you got some sort of response for that? Because I felt a little embarrassed for you.
No, not at all. Like, I think, I think Larry got a bit sick of seeing me in the shower every morning. I might have taken my face off it, but I put my name on it.
There you go.
It's gone from Milk & Co. It's gone to Klim. So he's You know, it's still a friend we've
provided. Oh, good.
Sally, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I just turned 40 last weekend, so hence I'm actually over here. And so from a fellow Leo, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. And I'm so jealous that you're there and I'm here, so I'll have to have a word to somebody in my family, maybe my husband, about improving the situation.
But because of this fragrance...
Next year.
Yeah.
Because of this fragrance, Michael can be over the other side of the world, but we can still smell like him sitting in the studio.
Right.
What does Father's Day look like for you, Michael?
Well, it's every year, you know, obviously spending time with the kids. So I'll be back in Bali next week. So really looking forward to spending some cherished times with my three little munchkins. So yeah, it's normally pretty low key. I don't really get spoiled too much, but just having the kids around is enough of a great time.
Good stuff. Well, mate, I'm glad we could reconnect with you. You go and enjoy the rest of the night in Capri. Things just start to heat up at 1:30 in Capri. So, and as I was saying to the guys before, actually, that the one thing about your collection, and this is really important, it's the one collection that Sylvie will allow on the bathroom vanity, the men's side,
it's
like on my
good,
side, because
right?
It looks good. A lot of thought into the packaging and how it looks. And if Sylvie Emder lets it on the bathroom vanity, you know it looks
That's
good.
That's the ultimate tick.
Thank you, Michael. Much. Thanks for
Coming
calling
from
back
you,
in.
Larry, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for your support.
All right.
Pleasure.
Aqua Beyond Deep Blue, available just in time for Father's Day. We'll take some calls in just a tick.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
131-873 is our number. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, guys. I've got cerebral palsy in one foot,
mm-hmm.
and the other foot's got plantar fasciitis on it.
Oh, it's all happening to you, Brenda, right. Isn't it?
So I whacked my foot, and it's strapped up. Mm. So I can't put anything on topically to relieve the pain. Is there anything I can take orally that'll help with the bruising?
Brenda, so it's bruised after you whacked it, is it?
Yeah. It's bruised. It's
okay. Well,
broken.
Good. Well, that's reassuring. Now, the solution is a herbal called Arnica, Brenda, and Arnica is specific for bruising, bleeding, and swelling. And I bet you've got all those three.
Yeah.
So you get stuck into it, and it's safe. There's no interactions, and it will bring down the swelling, and more particularly, will hasten the repair much, much faster than what it would do if you weren't taking it. So go and get some.
Available at the chemist?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Arnica.
Yeah, because I don't know which leg to limp on at the moment. the other thing is, I'm taking Celebrex, Voltar, and you know, painkillers. Will they all interact with each other or not?
Well, you only need, if you're going to take them, Brenda, you only need one of those. You don't take two different because they all do the same job. And when you take two, you increase the risks of something going wrong. So take the one which is best, always take it with food, and you shouldn't take it for extended periods of time. And
no,
you can always...
A couple of days.
Oh, that's fine. A couple of days at a time is beaut, but it's got to be, though, with food. Mm-hmm. Do you have any blood pressure, Brenda?
Yeah, I do.
Well, remember that Celebrex and Voltaren can actually raise your blood pressure. So you need to be a little bit careful about taking those and consider turmeric. There's lots of turmeric options on the market. Turmeric is an intervention to take your reliance on the Celebrex and the Voltaren away.
Okay, what's the best turmeric to get?
Well, you ask your pharmacist that because the pharmacist gets feedback on all the different brands. So you say to the pharmacist, I want the brand that people are fighting for as the one that gives them the best results.
Yes, yeah, sorry to take up your time, Gerald.
Brenda, it's a pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Brenda. Have a good day. Stephen, welcome to the House of Wellness.
G'day. Last 15 years or so, I've been putting up with these physical body cramps or jerking sensations where I sort of wake up after my sleep after about half an hour of falling off. Yeah. I got tested for sleep apnea.
Yes. It's a classic sign, Steve.
It was inconclusive. And my doctor, who's been treating me for 20 years, says that... it's all anxiety related, but it doesn't feel like a panic attack when I wake up. It feels more like my body just jerks and sometimes goes to the chest area and I just jump out screaming after falling asleep.
Wow. Have you got someone beside you, Stephen, that you frighten the living daylights out of?
I'm wondering if my neighbours downstairs, because I'm in a two-storey house.
Are you? Look, magnesium certainly is worth considering, but I just wonder what's happening to you within half an hour that's causing this.
That's
I'm glad you've had the sleep apnea test, and if it was inconclusive, even though it's a heck of a nuisance to have to go in overnight and have you wired up for sound, you may need to go and do that again.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, use some magnesium powder, Stephen. Start on a half a teaspoonful before you go to bed. Mix it in some water with a bit of juice.
Yep.
Make sure your bed's nice and comfortable, pillow's comfortable. Maybe read for an hour or so before you go to bed. Sleep hygiene is so important. Turn off the screens and let's know in a couple of weeks if there's been any change.
Okay, well, I'll do that. Thanks, Gerald.
Good on you. Thanks, Stephen.
All right, Stephen, thanks very much for calling in. Gerald, at the top of the show, we pointed to the fact that we'll be talking about antioxidants, sort of what they do and how they can reduce the risk of heart disease.
Well, they reduce the risk of lots of things. So antioxidants offset, Larry, the process of oxidation. So oxidation in our body is essentially where byproducts of metabolism, which are unstable chemicals, they produce things called free radicals. It's sounding a bit like a chemistry lecture, but these free radicals actually age. They slowly destroy. So things like the lens of the eye, things like the brain, we're going to be talking with Lisa shortly about cognitive health, acceleration of the aging process. And it's important to understand that we can easily offset and slow that process down. The classic antioxidants are these three vitamins, A, C, and E. And the classic minerals are copper, zinc, and selenium. And there's a lot of food products with those things. So if you like garlic, if you like tomato, if you like any of the richly flavored fruits and vegetables that are high in vitamin C, you think, how can I take copper? Well, just eat seafood because that's got copper in it. Milk and nuts have copper. You get those antioxidant minerals which slow down the process. And we'll have more information about that on the House of Wellness website as well.
Okay. And are we getting enough, when you say they're readily available in things that we, are we getting enough on our daily sort of vegetable intake?
The National Institute of Health and Welfare conducted, sounds impressive, isn't it? Government's thing, did a survey about 18 months ago, and it showed that 95% of us do not eat the recommended portions of fruits and vegetables each day. Now, I think that for Australia in 2017, it's a bit of a shocking indictment on maybe the education process, maybe our focus on what's important. So when you get the hamburger and fries, there's not a lot of antioxidants in there. But if you have a half a cup of cooked vegetables, or you have a medium-sized piece of fruit, you are loading up with antioxidants. And, you know, we teach our kids this, but then somewhere along the way, we lose the thread.
Yes.
And 95% of us, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot. Sal, are you finding that now with your kids, that you just have better information than what was around when we were kids?
Well,
right?
What I think is funny is when we were kids, my mum would feed us meat and three veg, right? So you always had at least three veggies at dinner, whereas I find now what happens is the kids love spaghetti bolognese, or they want to have pizza, or they want to have, I don't know, they just, that whole meat, as we've moved into kind of, I guess, fancier cooking, and we've stepped away from meat and three veg, the veg has gone, as opposed to the meat that's gone, you know. So I think, you know, you guys know, obviously, I'm really passionate about smoothies, and that's why, because it's a great way to sneak all those vegetables in there, which you need to have, which, let's face it, they're hard to have.
So what's your least favourite vegetable?
Oh, I would probably say kale, because it's so good for you, but it's basically not that tasty unless you know how to, I guess, cook it well. And so I think it's one of the ones that reaps the greatest benefit because it's a really dark leafy green veg. So I think kale and broccoli, they're basically, and Brussels sprouts, they're probably the most boring, but they give you the highest payoff. So if you can find a way to put them into a smoothie, which, you know, we always do, and you can sort of disguise the flavour, as I say, with fruit, you get the benefit of the fruit, getting the benefit of the vegetable, and you had a drink that you loved and you didn't know, but your body will thank you for it.
You know, with kale, the secret, Sal, you've got to massage it.
That's right. And there's a word we never thought you'd say.
Massage
How do you massage
the kale?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't complain. You just do it gently.
That's
true. Let's focus on the touch points. So if you don't know, to massage kale, you actually, what Gerald's saying is you put it in a bowl with a little bit of olive oil and some lemon juice, and you literally massage it like...
Do I have to play Barry White music when I'm doing
yes,
that?
Yes, that helps.
Light a candle?
Yes, that helps. The kale love that.
And right. Then it's tasty.
And then you sneak it in the smoothies and the kids never know. All right, good to know. We are talking cognitive health in just a tick on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
From superfoods to brain training, the internet is full of advice on how to improve cognitive health and boost your brain power. But just what is cognitive health and how can we improve it? Lisa Lewis is cognitive health commentator, and Lisa joins us on the phone. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you.
All right, let's work this out first. What is cognitive health?
Well, put simply, cognitive health is our ability to learn and to process and recall information, and also our memory. And look, there's many benefits of good cognitive health. It means that your mind is sharp and in shape and means that you can remember stuff.
Lisa, why does cognitive health matter? Why is it important?
Well, actually, a recent cognitive health survey conducted by Flawless showed that less than a quarter of Australians really feel that they tap into the full potential of their mind every day. And actually, a lot of Australians, the majority of us, feeling that they're wasting more than an hour every day due to the lack of focus and concentration. And it just means that imagine how much more we could do in both our work and our personal lives if we could really focus better and concentrate more.
Lisa, it's Gerald here, and thanks for having a chat to us. This is really important because I guess as Australians are living longer, cognitive health becomes so important. As a pharmacist, I see lots of issues involved in medications affecting cognitive health. Do you find that is a concern?
In terms of...
The number of medications that potentially affect cognitive health, and people are a little puzzled as to why perhaps they weren't as sharp as they were a couple of years ago, because they might have started some sort of medication.
Look, I think there's lots of things that can affect our cognitive health. You're right, medication is one thing and getting old is another, but actually stress is also something that can affect our cognitive health, and that can happen at any age. And really, I think that finding that if the Australians, no matter what their age, whether it be the age or their medication or the stress, are really finding it hard to maintain sustained concentration, which can lead to sort of lack of focus and attention. And I think our busy, hyper-connected world can also lead to challenges there as well. And we're just not spending a lot of time actually focusing on our cognitive health and improving it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how can we go about improving that?
Well, actually, it's good to know that that's actually just some simple changes that we can do that could really have a big impact on our cognitive health. But it is a bit of a long-term commitment. It's not just something that you could do for one day a week. I mean, obviously, there's diet and sleep and exercise and making sure that you're getting the right foods and so forth. But beyond those sort of standard things, there's some simple other things that you can do, like some brain training exercises, maybe take up meditation just 5 minutes a day. Or what about the other thing that a lot of people do is taking up a new hobby, you know, learning new skills like photography or painting. These learning of new skills can really help build our cognitive reserve and keeping the mind sharp.
Terrific. Good. Well, that's really important information for us this morning, Lisa, and we thank you very much. Just before you go, can fish help with cognitive health? Because Sally's got a beautiful fish recipe coming up.
Well, we do know from our research that supplements can help, so maybe fish oil, but also another... other herbal supplements can help with your memory and concentration. And Flawless Keen Mind, which is a herbal supplement backed by clinical research, has been shown to help with memory and concentration and learning retention, particularly in those times when stress and anxiety can affect our thinking. So what I would suggest is obviously, you know, make sure you've got your health, you've got your fish recipe, but maybe also look for a supplement. Maybe go and talk to your pharmacy and your Chemist Warehouse pharmacy and see if they might want to consider recommending Flawless Keen Mind for you.
Terrific. All right, Lisa, thank you very much for joining us this morning on the House of Wellness. Nice to chat.
That's all right. Thanks very much.
All right.
This is the House of Wellness. Take control and treat pain with Mycinophen and purchase any two Pain Away products at Chemist Warehouse for your chance to win a new Audi.
Well, this time next week, the House of Wellness TV show starts next Sunday, 27th of August, 10 a.m., on 7-2. Zoe Marshall was in on the morning show this week telling us all about it. It's very exciting. Zoe Marshall and Ed Phillips. And, of course, Gerald Quigley. You ready? Are you ready for this, Gerald?
Well, you know, we spent all day yesterday going through every single little thing.
Yes.
You're more experienced in television than I am, Larry. I can't get over the size of these productions.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm.
We'll see. My entourage is about 15. Sally has like 30 people.
30, yeah. 30. I think we might give that a nudge, actually.
Well, it's very exciting. And, of course, you'll be able to reach out to Gerald on TV like you do here on the radio. So this is great. We'll remind you again, of course, next week. House of Wellness TV starts next Sunday at approximately this time. Deborah will take some calls. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi there.
Hello, Deborah. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. I've got shoulder bursitis, and I'm having physiotherapy for it, but I'm trying to help my my supraspinatus, I think it's
called. Yes, that's it. It's a big word, but it's a very painful thing, Deborah. I've got three suggestions, and I'll prioritise them for you. The first is a nutrient called MSM, those three initials, M for Mary, S for Sam, M for Mary, which is a way of reducing the inflammation around the bursa, which is the problem. So it's the lubricating little sacs that help your shoulder move.
Yep.
The second is turmeric. It's a great pain reliever. You can load up on it without any issues whatsoever. And the third is an omega-3 supplement, either fish. I prefer krill because I think it's easier to take. But really, it's a matter of using that internally to support your external physio, Deborah. And let's hope it clears up very quickly for you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Deborah. Have a great day. Anna, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Anna.
Oh, good morning, gang. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
Gerald, I just wanted to ask you, I've been diagnosed with Graves' disease, and you know what that is.
Yes.
And just waiting to talk to you now, my blood pressure's gone through the roof.
Oh, we don't know. Well, you're with friends.
Pounding.
You're with friends, Anna. So your doctor's treating this, is he?
The doctor's not treating it. That's my whole purpose of this call. None of the medical professionals.
Yeah, so you've had it diagnosed. So this is your thyroid that's getting bigger. And so it's over processing, it's overworking.
That's it.
Have you sought another opinion, Anna?
I have been to a couple of doctors, and neither are keen on doing very much. So my question to you, because, we're running out of time, is I've been doing a bit of reading, and is there anything I can do? Like even yesterday, I read that maybe thiamine can help. With your thyroid, but am I just wasting good money buying stuff and hoping something will work?
I'll tell you what. Have you got a computer, Anna?
I do have a computer.
Okay. If you go to the houseofwellness.com.au website, and there's a contact form on there, and if you make contact, just a little note. Anna, we talked yesterday, just your name again. And I will respond tomorrow to that.
Thank you.
Give you a list of suggestions.
Houseofwellness.com.
It's House of Wellness is all one word. .com.au.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you very much for calling in today. Gerald, that's very kind of you to take that on like that. All right, it's time.
Give us that
whole baked snapper, which in the photo I have looks like it's served in a very fancy restaurant.
That's actually just my kitchen table, but it has a tablecloth. So, look, it's I love a one tray, one pot, one anything, because I'm basically trying to avoid washing up at all costs. So, and I think most people are too scared to do a whole fish because it seems quite daunting. But this is actually quite simple, honestly, assuming you don't go fishing for it. If you just buy it from your fishmonger from your local kind of...
That's taken the fun out of Australia.
I know. Not for me. It just saved me 4 hours. But look, it's easy. You get a fish, you literally score it so that you just run some, three or four lines down the side and you're going to slice up some lemon and some chilli and you'll stuff it into the scoring and you'll put extra lemon and extra chilli if you like chilli. If you don't, just leave it out. Yeah. Drizzle some olive oil on it. Pop it in the oven, 30 minutes. Now, that's actually as long as it takes, roughly, give or take, depending on the kind of the size of your snapper. I've based that on a kind of a 1 kilo fish.
Yeah.
And that's it.
What do you mean that's it? What else is there to do? There's got to be something else to do.
No. It will get that beautiful olive oil and lemon flavor. And if you've got chili, it'll get a little bit of that hint of spice. And then I've just given you a recipe there. asked for a salsa verde, which is literally just some olive oil and some parsley with some chives and some garlic. Just chopped up, you just mix it in a little bowl and that will go with it. And trust me, this is so simple. And the thing is when you pull it out, like in the picture, it looks, everyone's like, ooh, yeah, that's fancy. You must spend hours in the kitchen. And then that's when you say, oh, I did. Yes.
Yeah. because the beauty of this dish, and as it's presented here, I can see the photo of it, it's everything can be rustic now.
That's
it. Like you pay more for, that's I don't want to say messy, but rustic.
Rustic.
Right?
It's like, you don't have to fillet it up and then do individual portions for everyone. Look, get the whole fish, slice it up, stuff it with the lemon and the olive oil and the chili and garlic. You get all the flavor. You haven't had to kind of clean it and do all that hard work. And then when you're at the table, you'll just slice it up for everyone. Delicious.
Do you have to massage it like you massage kale?
No. But there's that other big decision you have got to make. Is it a Pinot Grigio?
Yes, these tough decisions. We love those on a Sunday.
That's right. All right, now, Gerald, thank you, Sal. Gerald, of course, we need to eat more fish anyway. This is the perfect solution.
Yes, it is. And could we also, Larry, award the $100 gift voucher today to Anna, our last caller, who's got a lot of stress in her life. So, Anna, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse this morning.
All right, congratulations. Gerald, thank you very much for that this morning. Now, next week, we're going to talk about multivitamins, right?
Yes, we are.
And we also want to get that the opioid death, those statistics back on the table and be talking about those, get that information out there.
Asking the right questions. So we'll explore that, and I'm coming up with, I'm up to 20 reasons why we should consider taking a multivitamin, and I'm still exploring.
Great.
All right, good stuff. Sal, what are you doing today? Are you doing something fancy for your birthday weekend?
No, I'm actually taking Annabelle over to the local, there's a little fair in our suburb, so no doubt she'll hit me up for every ride in town, so that's what I'm doing, a nice family Sunday.
And then home to catch some fish.
That's right, exactly.
Yes, all right.
Well, happy birthday once again.
Yes, happy birthday, Sally.
Much appreciated.
Thanks, Sal. Thank you, Gerald. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you next time.